All right, so we're diving into something a little different today, huh? KFC. I mean, we all know KFC. It's like comfort food, right? Family buckets, those iconic commercials. But something happened recently that kind of turned that whole image on its head.
Yeah, they really stepped in it this time, didn't they? What's wild is it wasn't just a little oopsie. We're talking hundreds, literally hundreds of complaints. For a fast food ad, that's unheard of.
Exactly. And that's what we're digging into today. Why did this particular KFC commercial cause such a huge uproar? And a big part of this we can't ignore is the reaction from Christian communities. They felt really strongly about this one.
They did, and we've got a great piece from Christian Culture News to help us unpack this whole thing. They go into detail about what the ad actually showed, you know, the visuals and the lines that people took issue with, but then they go deeper, you know, looking at the cultural context, how KFC responded, and even comparing it to other ads that have sparked controversy in the past.
It's like a case study in how not to handle sensitive topics, right? So for everyone listening, get ready. We're about to dissect this KFC ad and see what we can learn about the wild world where advertising, religion, and just plain good taste collide.
Buckle up, it's going to be a bumpy ride. So to kick things off, let's paint a picture of the ad itself. Imagine this: a family, everyone gathered around a table, piled high with food. Very wholesome, right? And of course, front and center, it's KFC. But then,
Yeah, there's a butt coming, isn't
oh,
there?
there's a big but. The article describes it as trying to create this warm, fuzzy family dinner vibe, but then adding in, get this, surreal and exaggerated elements.
Oh, I'm intrigued. So we've got the classic family dinner scene, but surreal. That's not how I'd usually describe a KFC commercial. What were they thinking?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. And it seems like this weird mix of the traditional and the totally out there is a big part of why people got so upset. It wasn't just your typical finger-licking good kind of ad. They tried to get fancy.
And it backfired.
Oh, big time. One image specifically, and the article really highlights this, is a character dressed in robes that are very clearly meant to look like, you know, biblical figures.
Okay, so we've got robes, biblical vibes. I'm seeing where this is going.
And what's this robed figure holding? You guessed it, a bucket of KFC. I mean, you can see how that's going to rub some people the wrong way, right? Taking something so sacred and turning it into, well, a chicken ad.
Yeah, not exactly subtle. And to make matters worse, the article mentions some of the actual dialogue from the ad. It quotes a line, "Feeding the family like a savior," and apparently it's delivered in this kind of jokey, tongue-in-cheek way.
Oof, talk about a swing and a miss. It seems like KFC was going for this message of togetherness, community, like their food brings families closer, you know, that classic heartwarming angle. But the way they went about it, yikes.
Yeah, the execution was a choice. So hundreds of complaints. We're talking people actually taking the time to contact advertising watchdogs, to post on social media, to actively express their outrage. That's not just people changing the channel, right? This is a whole other level. What makes people react that strongly?
It's about feeling deeply disrespected, isn't it? The complaints, as the article points out, weren't just, I didn't like this ad. It was, this ad mocked my faith. This ad trivialized something I hold sacred. That cuts deep.
Absolutely. We're talking calls for boycotts, official statements from religious organizations, and a lot of hurt and anger online. And the message was pretty clear: don't mess with our face.
And this is a huge wake-up call for advertisers, right? The article makes a great point. You've got to be incredibly careful when you touch on anything religious. What one person might see as harmless humor, another person sees as a direct attack on their core beliefs.
It's a minefield out there. And speaking of the landscape, the article talks about how religion in media is, well, it's kind of a moving target. Things are changing. It's not as simple as it used to be. What do you think is going on there?
Right. It's not like the old days where, you know, everyone went to church and watched the same TV shows. The world is a lot more diverse now. People are less openly religious in some ways, but their personal beliefs are still hugely important to them.
So it's not that religion is gone, it's just different.
Exactly. And for brands, that means the stakes are even higher. You can't just slap a religious symbol on something and expect everyone to be okay with it. People are a lot more sensitive to how their beliefs are represented or misrepresented.
Like, what might have flown under the radar a few years ago could cause a major backlash today. And this KFC ad is a perfect example of that, right? It's a part of this bigger trend trying to find the balance between humor and respect when it comes to faith. And let's face it, sometimes brands get it right, and sometimes they really, really don't.
It all comes down to understanding the nuances, doesn't it? You need to know what you're talking about, and you need to show genuine respect for the people you're trying to reach.
Which brings us to KFC's response. How did they handle this whole mess, according to the article?
Well, their first move was damage control, pretty standard in these situations. Public statements, lots of talk about respecting diverse beliefs, and of course, the classic, we never meant to offend anyone.
Right, right. But did they actually do anything beyond the PR talk?
It seems so. The article mentions they did an internal review of the ad, which is interesting. They also talked to various stakeholders, you know, people who were actually offended, to try to understand what went wrong. And get this, they even implemented additional training for their marketing teams on how to handle sensitive topics in the future.
Okay, so points for actually taking action. But that brings up another big question, damage to the brand. KFC has always had that family-friendly image. This kind of controversy, it has to leave a mark, right?
Definitely. Rebuilding trust after something like this is a long game. And they're in a tricky spot. They have to acknowledge they messed up, but they also can't completely abandon who they are as a brand. It's a tightrope walk.
And that's where looking at other ad blunders can be so helpful, right? The article brings up a couple of big ones. That Pepsi ad with Kendall Jenner, which, yikes. And a Dolce & Gabbana campaign that got slammed for being tone deaf. What do those examples tell us?
They show us the different ways brands can respond. Like, Pepsi pulled their ad and apologized, while Dolce & Gabbana kind of dug in their heels. Each approach has its risks and rewards. There's no easy answer.
And KFC is facing that same choice now. Do they try to sweep it under the rug, or do they own up to it and try to learn from it?
From what the article says, their response seems to be leaning more towards owning up to it. The public statements, the internal review, the training, it suggests they're trying to follow the Pepsi model. Time will tell if it works.
But let's be real, we can't talk about A&Y controversy these days without talking about the elephant in the room, social media. The article makes it clear that platforms like Twitter and Facebook played a huge role in amplifying the reaction to this KFC ad. Why is that? What makes social media so different?
It's a megaphone, isn't it? Anything that sparks outrage or controversy, social media takes it and blasts it out to the entire world. Suddenly, what might have been a small, local issue becomes a global phenomenon.
And it's not just random people posting, right? The article mentions how specific hashtags were used to rally people together. There were even Facebook groups dedicated to discussing the ad and organizing boycotts. It became a movement.
Social media gives people the power to connect with each other, to organize, to put pressure on companies in a way that was never possible before. It's a force to be reckoned with. And for brands, it means they can't just ignore public opinion anymore. They have to respond, and they have to respond quickly.
So this whole KFC saga, it's about more than just one bad ad, right? It's a reminder that brands have a responsibility to be careful, to think about the potential impact of their actions, especially when they're dealing with sensitive topics like religion. What's the takeaway for advertisers here?
It's a wake-up call. You can't just throw something out there and hope for the best. You have to be thoughtful, you have to be respectful, and you have to really understand your audience.
Yeah, and the article suggests that maybe brands need to rethink their whole creative process. Like, maybe there need to be more checks and balances in place to catch potentially offensive stuff before it ever sees the light of day. What could that look like?
It means bringing more diverse voices into the room, right? Making sure you have people on your team who can spot potential problems and offer different perspectives. It also means being more willing to kill ideas, even if they're funny or clever, if they run the risk of alienating people.
It's that age-old tension, right? Creativity versus responsibility. And in today's world, responsibility has to win. Because, like we've been saying, the article really emphasizes this. Brands are under a microscope. Everything they do is scrutinized, and if they mess up, the consequences can be huge.
Absolutely. This KFC situation, it's a lesson in the power of public opinion and the importance of ethical advertising. And it's a reminder that brands don't exist in a vacuum. They operate in a complex, interconnected world, and they have a responsibility to be mindful of the impact their actions have on that world.
So to sum it all up, this KFC ad backfired spectacularly because it seemed to make light of something that many people hold dear, their faith. It caused a massive backlash fueled by social media, and it's got everyone talking about the line between humor and offense in advertising. It's a conversation that's more important than ever.
For sure. And for those listening, here's something to chew on. How should brands handle sensitive topics? What's the right way to approach them, or should they just be avoided altogether? It's a tough question, and there are no easy answers. But it's a question we all need to be thinking about.
That's a great point. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of advertising ethics, and we'll catch you next time.